and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the India Auto Company Limited Q4 FY 2025 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishabh Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in the Q4 and FY 2025 earnings conference call of India Auto Components Limited. We have with us today on this call Mr. Pranav Vilang, Whole-time Director, Mr. Vikram Krishnan Rathi, CFO and Vice President, Mr. Rakesh Rustagi, GM Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary, along with other members of the senior management team. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. A statement in this regard is available in the Q4 and FY 2025 earnings presentation shared with you earlier. We will start this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have an interactive question-and-answer session. I now request Mr. Pranav Vilang to share some perspectives with you with regard to the operations and outlook for the business. Over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to our Q4 FY 2025 conference call. Let me start by quickly going through our financial performance for the quarter under review. Q4 FY 2025 total income stood at rupees 193.21 crores, a growth of 9.17%. EBITDA at rupees 21.86 crores, a growth of 25.80%. EBITDA margins at 11.31%, and PAT for Q4 FY 2025 at rupees 16.45 crores, which is higher by 44.11% as compared to the corresponding quarter last year. FY 2025 total income stood at rupees 717.1 crores, a growth of 18.5%. EBITDA at rupees 77.65 crores, growth of 29.81%. EBITDA margins at 10.83%, and PAT for FY 2025 at rupees 53.25 crores, which is higher by 37.57% as compared to the corresponding last year. Our return ratios continue to be extremely strong. ROE and ROCE for the full year stand at 25.78% and 32.29%, respectively. We are focused on cost efficiencies to drive margins, and our premium offerings are also focusing on growth. We continue to endeavor to expand our presence and widen our business relationships. In line with this objective, NDR Auto has entered into a 50/50 joint venture agreement with Hayashi Telempu to bring to the Indian market a range of disruptive and innovative offerings. Hayashi Telempu, a Japanese major with sales of $2.1 billion, is a leader in developing customized solutions to enhance the overall driving experience. Over time, we will explore opportunities to localize the manufacturing of some of these products. Both companies will invest equally 33.3 crores towards setting up the JV. The JV has also won its first order from Toyota for ambient lighting. The ambient lighting portfolio includes vehicle-mounted illumination that comprises planning and proposal of lighting effects, such as interior illumination on the shift lever, headlamp lever, and door trim. It also offers design and lighting solutions for instrument panels. This has been a very eventful year so far. As you know, we have announced our entering into a collaboration with Toyota Tsusho India and Toyotetsu Reitex for the manufacture of seat insert fabric with technical assistance from TTI. Our shade sales have commenced during the quarter, and we are excited about the potential of these offerings. We are happy with our progress over the year, just concluded financial year, and look forward to continuing to disrupt and create all-around value. We will now be happy to discuss any thoughts and questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening and thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on continuously expanding your product basket. You know, after sunshade, airbag, fabric, we have now entered AP and lighting. So my first question is on this Hayashi JV. On slide number 4 of your presentation, there is a very wide range of products that Hayashi Telempu offers to its customers. So just wanted to understand what products are part of the scope of this JV.
So the scope of the JV includes all the products. We started with ambient lighting.
Okay, so in the future, it is possible that more of these products will come from the JV.
Yes, definitely.
Got it. And broadly, what is the total kit value of these products in a car?
So ambient lighting is anything between 1,000 and 4,000 rupees. Shade is anything between 2,000 and 3,000 rupees. All the other products, it depends OEM to OEM. So anything for the NVH parts is between 2,000 to 10,000 rupees. So give and take, the whole basket is about 20 to 25,000 rupees.
Got it. That's a very big jump, right? That almost kind of doubles your, more than doubles actually the content per vehicle that you offer today, because your seating solutions today are between 10 to 15,000. So if you add this whole basket of 20 to 25,000, that would be a very significant addition.
Yes, it's a big joint venture for us.
Got it. And this 33 crore investment in the JV, so right now at this stage, what sort of, you know, asset turns or revenues are you looking at for this JV?
So the asset turnover should be anything between 4 and 5. So if you look at the revenue, our 5-year plan is to take it to about 300 or 400 crores.
Okay, so you're saying basically 33 crore from your side, 33 crore from their side, so 66 and then into 4 into 5, so roughly 300 to 400 crores is possible from this JV over a, you're saying over a 5-year period?
Yes, that's our plan.
Okay, got it. Yeah, since you brought this, you know, 5-year target, it seems like a very aggressive target. You know, you're talking about almost taking your revenues from 700 to 3,000 crores over a 5-year period. So is this an aspirational target or do you think this is a realistic target?
So we've got an order book for about 11 to 1200 crores. That is from our organic business. We think we will be able to take it to 2000 crores within the next 5 years. And the additional 1000 crores, we think we'll be able to do it from joint ventures and M&As. So it's not an aspirational target. I think we'll be able to. Let's see. But give us some time. It's not a stretch for us.
Got it. This order book number, I think last quarter you had stated about, 550 crores or 450 crores and then we added 100 crores on the airbag fabric. So this 550 to 1100, what's the difference between, is there some gap in my understanding?
So 700 crores is the existing revenue, 5 to 550 is the order book that takes us to 1200 crores. And then in addition, we're going to grow our organic business. We want to grow it to 2000 crores. An additional 1000 crores is for all joint ventures and M&As that we're looking to do over the next 2 years.
Got it. So this 3000 crore, because you're doing some JVs as well, right? So, just trying to understand this better. Let's say you do a 50-50 JV and that entity is doing 100 crores. Then in this 3,000 crore target, will you be counting 100 crores or 50 crores?
We'll count 50 crores for the JV.
So your share.
Our share, yeah.
Right. So 3,000 crores should be including just your share.
Yes.
Got it. Thanks. I will come back to the queue. But this is very encouraging. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Goyal from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question and very good quarter, Pranav. Congrats to you. My question is related to actually when I was seeing the Q1Q growth in revenues, right? It is 10%, right? But you see Maruti's production in this quarter, that's a double digit on the models that you supply to, right? And you had Kia Syros also coming through, which has done around 15,000-16,000 in this quarter, right? So that itself adds 15 crores to the revenue. So can you explain, my belief is that your the revenue numbers are 15 crores less than what we had expected. So what am I missing here?
So the Kia Syros, I think the artificial leather didn't sell as much as the fabric. We have both. So that is why the ramp up seems slightly slow. And in terms of the Maruti vehicles, we are on, Maruti should be in line. I think Maruti numbers should be quite accurate.
Yeah, no. So basically, you're saying the content in Syros was not 10,000, which you had indicated.
So we have artificial leather and fabric for the Syros. Artificial leather didn't sell as much as the fabric. So artificial leather, the content is a lot more. So that is why the numbers, the 20 crore didn't come into play for that.
And this artificial leather is going to come in from next quarter or?
Yeah, it looks like it. It depends on how the customer pull is.
Okay. And on the EV side on Maruti, that is also delayed, right? So have we started supplying? Have they started exporting EV now? And you started supplying?
I think they're starting it any day. They haven't started it yet. So as soon as that comes, so that's not part of our current revenue. Neither is the shade part. I think the shade is about 20 lakhs came last quarter. So all that will come next quarter or the quarter after.
Yeah, so maybe shade you said will probably come in the second quarter of FY26, right?
Yes, subject to the ramp up.
Okay. And in terms of basically 2,000 crores order, you had actually talked about around 1,200-1,300 crores revenue, 1,200 crores revenue, I think FY28 or something, right? Based on the order book that you have given. And from there, has there any, and now you're talking about 3,000 crores. So basically, big part is also coming from the Toyota plant in Aurangabad, which is going to start from FY27, where you are supplying.
So Aurangabad plant is probably going to start end 2028, 2029. We don't have any orders for that right now. That is going to be in addition to our existing order book.
So this 3,000 crore revenue includes that number or no?
Yes, that will include.
That is including Toyota plant.
Including and all our plants, all our products, all our joint ventures.
Okay. And my final question on Kia, so basically, is there any more orders that you're winning on Kia future models? Anything which is
We are quoting some new orders. Once something happens, we'll let you know.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Thank you. All this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. And thank you for the opportunity, sir. I joined a bit late. Sorry for any repetition. But sir, firstly, in your presentation, you have alluded to your 2030 vision, wherein you have articulated about our revenues. I'm audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. There you have spoken about revenues to, touching 3,000 crore and ROCE at 25% plus. So if you could give us some more pillars. Already you have mentioned about the three factors, the expanding and the deepening of OEM partnership, portfolio expansion, and doubling of capacity in the next 5 years. Just more color to it, and how will this gradual move of 3,000 crore happen? If you could just give some more understanding on the same, sir.
So what we've done, we made the five-year plan. I don't think we're going to make it public, but we can discuss the details offline. In terms of the 3,000 crore mark, 2,000 crores, we think we can do it from our organic business. That is just by doing seed streams, trims, BIWs without any joint venture. And the additional 1,000 crores that we want to do an M&A for, or we want to do additional joint ventures for, that would ideally be new products or new customers that we're looking to acquire.
Okay, so in totality, it will be 3,000 plus 1,000, that is 4,000 crore top line.
So 3,000 is what we're trying to do, including any joint ventures and acquisitions. For joint ventures, we'll add the share that we have. So if there's an acquisition, we'll add 100%. If there's a 50-50 joint venture, we'll add 50%.
Okay, sir. Sir, about our EBITDA margin and, in fact, the net profit margin, what steps are we taking? I think so we are at the highest single digit for the net profit margin at closer to 8%. And so EBITDA at 11%. So how will this... please.
So EBITDA margin should be similar, should be anything between 10 to 12%. Subject to some businesses, we have to take it to strategic pricing. Some we get it to a better price. And then there's a lot of cost-cutting measures that we're doing. But we think the margin, EBITDA margin should be at 10 to 12%. In addition to that, there's not much depreciation or interest. There's not much capex that we're doing in the next 2 years. So we, our depreciation and interest shouldn't add too much. So our PAT margin should improve.
Okay, so now closer to 9% is what is similar to that. 8.5 to 9% should be our trajectory that we are going to transfer going ahead.
So consolidated PAT margins, yeah, I think that should be okay.
Correct. You've also spoken about some non-productive land in your presentation. So if you could just throw some more color, what is the size of the land, where located, and what are we trying to do with this land going ahead?
So for Aurangabad, we've acquired 26 acres of land. That is for Toyota. We've announced a joint venture with Hayashi Telempu, so that we're trying to expand that. We're also under discussion with one or two more companies what we can do for Toyota. In addition to that, we want to replicate our seating business. In addition to that, we have about 10 acres in Kharkhoda. Once Maruti Suzuki starts scaling up, then we will set up a facility over there.
Okay, so all this land will be expecting our money, will be asset fitting going ahead. That is what you are trying to say.
So it's an investment for future business. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Right. And sir, for the dividend distribution part, this year I think so we paid around 2.75 rupees. We have provided this dividend distribution policy 25%. What percentage will be shared with your investors?
So it's about 10 to 15% of payout ratio, and we stick to that because we see many growth opportunities.
Okay. And lastly, sir, for the new JV, if you could just, for the sake of repetition also, what are we eyeing in terms of revenue from the recent JV which we announced today, and when will this see the, how long, the what is the duration, and how will the scale-up happen, sir?
So the JV's production starts, I think, July 2027. We've got a first order for ambient lighting. Over 5 years, we want to take it to about 300 crores.
Yeah, sir. Thank you, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers, and we look forward for the continuity of the show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samrat Jadhav from Prosperity Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So my question is on the EBITDA margin. There's an increase in EBITDA margin. So what steps we have taken for the increase, basically, is it due to raw material prices, any cost cutting, what it is?
So we focused on little bit on raw material prices. We focused on negotiating with vendors because our volumes have increased. We've also focused on personnel cost. We've focused on productivity improvements. We've reduced our overtime. So all across, we focused all across
basically.
Okay.
And my second question would be, out of our total volumes, how much is domestic and how much is export?
So we supply to the OEM. I think you can just bifurcate from them what is the domestic and the export volume.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And that's my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divyansh Gupta from Latent Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, Pranav. A couple of questions. I joined in a bit late, so it might be a repetition. If I look at year-on-year growth, right, from 176 crores to 192 crores, what would have been the, let's say, the volume growth in the number of seats that we would have manufactured and sold? And the second related is that given that Kia has would have also happened in full quarter for March, is there any reason for only 9% growth?
Yes. So the volume growth I can share with you, maybe I'll share that with you after the call because I don't have that top of my head. Kia, the fabric variant sold a lot more than the artificial leather. That's why the numbers are slightly lower. Going forward, hopefully the mix comes back and the numbers should become back to normal.
Got it. And the second question one was this the JV that we have announced today. I understand FY27 it will start and there will be initially, let's say, some margin drag. But what will be a long-term margin for this business? Is there any visibility that you have?
Yeah, so EBITDA margin should be similar, about 8 to 10% or 10 to 12%. I think that's what we're going to focus on.
Got it. And the third question was, of all the products that are mentioned in these slides, like silencer, seals, undercovers and fenders, this JV, under this JV, you can do all of this. It's more about winning contracts with the customers. Is that a right way to look at it? And Ambient is what we have won.
So it's important to see where's the opportunity in each customer. Based on that, we will pursue the product.
But under the JV, you have access to all of these product manufacturing technology.
Yes, we have access to all the products.
Got it. Understood. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. When I look at the quarterly employee cost number, that's jumped from like a 5 crore run rate to 6.5 crores. So does this include the ESOP cost? I think we have created an ESOP pool last quarter.
No, that doesn't include the ESOP cost.
So then what is driving this significant increase on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
So we're hiring people for growth opportunities. I think that's the reason why it's increased.
Got it. And you said this Hayashi JV will start in July 27. So this production will start in Aurangabad or will this be at some other one of your existing plants?
So this will be in an existing plant in Bangalore.
Okay. Got it. And when you say this will be 300 to 400 crores over a five-year period, that five-year period you're saying from July 27 or from today?
From SOP, from July 27.
From July 27, got it. And this Kia number, so if you assume that, the ratio of fabric to artificial leather remains what it is right now, then what is our earlier expectation? I think we were expecting about 8,500 crores. How much lower could the number be?
So it was, I think we gave the number of 80 crores before.
Okay.
But
okay.
If the ratio reduces or there's a lot more fabric, then it will probably be maybe 60 crores or 50 crores out of the 80 crores. But usually cars, the top end variant tends to sell more.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bijal Shah from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. And congratulations on great numbers. I have one question on, you talked about 3,000 crores of revenue. So what would be your capex requirement through 2030? And would you need to raise capital through equity engines for your working capital requirement as well as your capex requirement?
So, Abhi, no plans to do a fundraise right now. But yeah, if we do require a capex plan, then we can share that offline.
Okay, so that is not ruled out. There is a possibility that you might require.
No, at the moment, no plan. But if we go very aggressive, if there's some high fixed turnover businesses that we're scaling up, then sorry, low fixed asset turnover businesses that we're scaling up, then we might look at something. So at the moment, we're debt-free. We have about 80 crores of cash. So we're quite comfortable to grow organic with internal growth.
And sir, another thing, you're looking at revenues going up so much. In fact, without much of CapEx also, your revenue at existing facility going up. So why your margin guidance is so conservative? Typically, we see margins significantly expand with kind of revenue growth which you are telling us.
Because we'll have to take some businesses at a strategic call. There'll be lower margin businesses. There'll be some new products that might be lower margin businesses. Some might be higher margin businesses. Let's see. For now, let's stick to this number. If our margins increase, then I'll give a guidance.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Paras Chheda from Purple One Vortex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Thank you so much and congratulations for the strong result. Sorry, sir, I'm new to this company. I just wanted to understand. I heard this 3,000 crore vision. By when are we, you know, targeting to achieve this? And yeah,
it's a 5-year plan. So by FY30, that's our plan.
FY30.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And broadly, operating margins. You seem to be suggesting the current 10-12% range broadly is sustainable.
Yes, that's sustainable. That's what we're targeting.
Okay. And sir, I don't know if you would be open to this on Bharat Seeds. Just trying to understand what could be your vision for the next, similarly like you have for NDR Auto, what could be your vision for Bharat Seeds be and how do you look at it as in terms of revenue potential 3-5 years down the line and operating margins?
So that should also be something similar, around 3,000 crores. That should be our vision and margin should also be similar to what it is right now.
About 6-7%? Yeah.
Yeah, 6-7%.
That this 6% is sustainable. My understanding was, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, that now, you know, the pricing on the seeds could likely improve in line with the global averages, what I've understood. Is that correct? And if that is correct, whether operating margins may have some bit of an upside potential on this?
So obviously, seed is getting premium. There's artificial leather coming. There's power units coming. There's ventilation seats coming. The seatbelt reminder sensors are coming in. But that should impact, our margin should still be similar. Let's see. So some things will be directed. Some things we will try to do in-house. Depending on that, we'll take a call. But our margin should be similar.
So for now, you would say that similar margin is what at best we should be guiding for.
Similar is a fair number.
Okay. And sir, just a last query on my end. And I have, and this may be incidental, but I've come across a couple of, you know, tax notices, demand, etc., frequently across NDR as well as Bharat Seeds, alongside the search operation, etc. I mean, what's your sense, sir, on these frequent notices that, you know, come up, I mean, in general?
So we have legal opinion for that and we'll be challenging that.
Right. And we are fairly confident, of course, that
we're fairly confident.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Satish Goyal from Orangin Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question is related to the new hires that you've done, right? You have Mr. Rajiv Arora coming from Unominda Group and also Vikram Rathi coming from Unominda. So what has been Rajiv's focus basically in the company? Is it getting new JVs on board, or basically he has very excellent relationships with the OEMs, right? You know, can you explain, I mean, what was his previous role in Unominda and what you want, what are the KRAs from him?
So he was business head. And then Mr. Rathi was domain finance head. They're focusing on the execution bit. And so in terms of the relationships, we already have multiple relationships across countries. So we are looking to monetize those relationships.
So basically, promoter family, I know, has a lot of already relationships with OEM. So Mr. Rajiv Arora is more focusing on operations or basically on, you know, getting more JVs, getting new products. That was my question, actually.
Both, I guess, is focusing on both.
Okay.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So when we see the capital work in progress, closing balance of 27 crore, just give us 28 crore rather. So give us for which projects they are and when they are going to get capitalized, and for the next financial year, what have they outlined in terms of the capex amount?
So for the capital work in progress is for the new EV project, the tooling for it, and the new BIW project. I think we're starting in July and August. In terms of capex for next year, we should be, you know, have a capex of about 20 crores next year and 20 crores the year after at the moment.
So this year, when we look at the cash flow from investing activity, it was closer to 48 crore that we have spent, including the capital work in progress. So, this figure will be lower for the next financial year to 20 crore.
Yeah, that should be lower by about 20 crore. There's some tooling that we invest that goes into capital work in progress, but our customer tends to give it back, reimburse us for that.
Sir, come again?
So this tooling that we invest in, that also goes in capital work in progress, but the customer, once the production starts, they reimburse us for that.
What should be that amount, sir? Can you quantify?
I don't have that offhand, but I can share that with you.
Okay. And sir, also we have seen appointing the Big Four as now the auditors. So that is also a commendable move. So we congratulate the management and the promoter for taking the initiative, sir. This will give us more endorsements, sir, that we have taken Big Four now on board.
Thank you.
And we hope for good times ahead, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Paras Chheda from Purple One Vortex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand whether, I mean, my understanding is clear, you know, I mean, majority of the revenues or, you know, sales for Bharat Seat is effectively Maruti Suzuki only. And so they are both intertwined, and more or less the proportion or, you know, the percentage revenues from other than Maruti is fairly limited. Is that correct?
So Bharat Seat, all the sales are through Maruti Suzuki.
Are all for Maruti only?
100%.
Okay. And for NDR, the proportion would be majority Maruti and some others, or how would that be, sir?
So it's about 70% at the moment, 80% is Maruti. 70% is maybe Maruti Suzuki, and then there's some Toyota and there's some Kia that we started.
Understood. So predominantly Maruti, 70-75%.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Shah from Eklavya Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Thanks for my question. Sir, any reason for keeping two listed company in sitting business for merging, or do you have any plan to merge in future years? Because business are overlapping in both the companies.
So no plans to merge the two entities. They've been historically listed and we want to keep both of them as listed companies.
And sir, after 30 years, we have listed Bharat Seat on National Stock Exchange. So any reason specifically?
You know, we wanted to increase the liquidity and some more visibility in Bharat Seat also.
Okay. Sir, thanks for holding call for con call, and please start call to also Bharat Seat also. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just one question. So when I look at Bharat Seeds numbers, QOQ, their revenue is up almost 30% and YOY even more. And since, you know, that is largely to Maruti, as you said, is NDR's Maruti business also up in the same proportion, or is there some business for Bharat Seeds which is not, you know, done through NDR?
So in Bharat Seeds, in addition to the seating business, we started some tire and wheel assembly business. So that is the reason for the jump. And whatever seating business that comes in Bharat Seeds also comes in NDR Auto. So that's a new vertical that was started in Bharat Seeds.
Okay, okay. Got it. That clarifies. Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for your time and participation. We continue to be optimistic about the opportunities before us and look forward to sharing these with you as we move forward. Should you need any input or clarification, please write in to us or our investor relations partner, CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of NDR Auto Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.